Wow, thank you. It's so good to be with all of you.
多謝同你哋一齊真係好啦。
Being in one church and at this hour, the English congregation is worshiping just across the hall.
大家同埋一齊喺個教會裏邊，而家英文組就係另一個地方崇拜緊喺隔離。
But it's so good that we can have opportunity to serve together, recognizing our oneness in Christ.
但係我哋都好高興可以一齊侍奉，同埋咧喺主裏邊係一家。
You know, we are at a time right now when this world operates by strength and power.
我哋而家活喺一個世界裏邊咧，係喺權勢同埋能力裏邊生活。
I mean, just the Iranian leader this last few days was killed. He reigned for 47 years in oppressing and killing his own people.
就係喺伊朗呢個最高嘅精神領袖咧，過去47年都掌權，但係咧就被殺咗啦，喺過去嗰幾日。
See, the ones with power make the decisions, and everybody else has to fall in line.
你睇下有能力嘅人，佢喺度掌權，其他所有人都要跟隨佢。
But we feel this also in our work. We all have bosses and people that we work under, unless you're self-employed. But if you have a boss, you know the boss makes the rules.
但你都知道，我哋喺工作裏邊咧，其實都要聽從我哋領袖，就係我哋嘅老闆，除非你係自己請自己做工。
So the way of the world is that power rules.
咁老闆去設計好多嘅規條，喺呢個世界亦都係充滿咗好多嘅規條。
When the church, when the gospel first came to the new area of Corinth, they were introduced to something very new.
當福音當初去到哥林多呢個地方嘅時候咧，佢哋去見到有好多新嘅規則。
In the Corinthian church, they were actually very impressed with worldly wisdom and eloquence.
喺哥林多教會咧，初期其實佢哋係好受呢個世界一啲嘅價值影響嘅。
Corinth is very much like San Francisco.
哥林多有啲似三藩市，好似。
It is a port city.
係一個海港嘅城市。
People from many nations go there for trade and business.
好多人去嗰度咧做生意啊，有商貿。
They see themselves as very sophisticated.
啊，好似好好精美嘅呢個城市。
They are very polished.
啊，好修飾得好靚。
They are very impressed with so-called impressive leaders.
佢哋令人好留下深刻印象，因為有好出色嘅領袖。
And those that can speak eloquently.
啊，佢哋講嘢好流暢嘅。
But they misunderstood what was spiritual maturity.
但係呢啲口才好嘅人，佢唔醒覺到有熟靈係好重要嘅。
Now they already had super apostles amongst them.
啊，佢哋喺裏邊已經有一啲咧好超級嘅使徒噶啦。
Now it's not anybody's fault, but Apollos was a very polished speaker.
唔係人嘅錯，但係保羅係一個咧好識得講嘢好叻嘅人。
They were trained in the tradition of the Greeks and so and the philosophy.
在很嚴謹的希臘的教育訓練文化裏面，他們是很厲害的。
But Paul was not very impressive.
但是保羅不算很出色。
He talked about weaknesses and suffering.
他講關於人的軟弱和困苦。
It seemed that his unimpressive resume led people to doubt him even more.
好似佢呢個唔係好令人留下深刻印象嘅呢個履歷咧，唔係好令人好開心。
He also did not demand that they pay him, no financial support.
啊，佢亦都冇財政支援，唔需要啲人俾錢佢。
Now you would think this would be a very good thing. He's a very giving person. He doesn't need to be paid to serve.
嗱，呢個係好好，即係話佢好有恩賜，佢唔需要人俾錢佢，佢就可以侍奉啦。
But by the Corinthian and worldly standard, by not being paid, it meant probably he was not worth very much.
但喺哥林多同埋世界當時嘅價值嚟講咧，唔使俾錢嘅嘢都唔係好值錢，唔係好有價值啦。
See, it's so very upside down. They wanted prestige. The best speakers of the day were paid a lot of money.
所以係即係令人好費解、好顛覆性，即係嗰啲唔係講得好叻嘅人，但係佢哋就收到好多錢去講嘢嘅。
And Paul.When they finally met him, was very unimpressive.
咁所以當保羅最後俾大家見到嘅時候咧，佢唔係令人留下好深刻嘅印象喺呢方面。
What he wrote was very impressive, very weighty.
但係佢 寫出嚟嘅嘢咧係令人留下非常深刻印象同埋非常有份量嘅。
But they had a problem. They could not match what they read with what they saw. How could this person be the same person that wrote these words?
但係佢哋覺得好奇怪，就係佢哋見到嘅呢個保羅同佢哋所認識嘅呢個保羅咧，好似係唔一樣嘅。點樣去將中間嗰個分歧去解決？
They thought that Paul should be this giant of a man, very powerful.
佢哋覺得保羅應該係一個好巨大、好強大、好有力量嘅人。
He should have been a person that was impressive just when you saw him.
他应该是一个令人留下很深刻印象的人，你见到他就会很深刻印象。
History tells us that Paul was average if not short.
历史告诉我们，保罗不是算很高，不是很矮。
He probably had very bad eyesight as we see from scripture.
他也不是说有很差的视野，即是那个视力是经文里面看到的。
His nose could have been bent the way that the people describe him. He didn't look very attractive.
他的鼻可能是歪的，大概外形不是很受吸引。
So here we have a problem. Paul writing to these people, what are they going to do?
所以这里有个难题，保罗向这些人写了一些东西，那他应该做什么呢？
They wanted a polished person to match a polished message.
他们希望见到一个呢是很优雅，精细的人去做一些很精细的事。
They needed impressive leaders. Important people were impressive. That's what they always knew in the world.
他们需要见到一个很出色的领袖去做一些很出色的事，去令世界去倾向他。
They were influenced by false teachers.
但他们受一些假教师所影响。
That continued to uphold this standard, a worldly standard.
这些假教师继续只是去认同一些价值，是一些虚假，一个世界的价值。
So they had a very big misunderstanding concerning what was spiritual maturity.
所以他们有一个很大的误会，不认识什么是属灵的成熟。
For today,we need to know, especially CCIC is a wonderful church that is Bible based.
今天来讲CCIC 呢是一个非常之好的教会，因为它都是基于圣经。
Nothing wrong about that.
完全没错。
But we need orthodox practice.
但我们是需要跟从去做。
Not simply orthodox belief, but orthodox practice and community.
不只是要知道，而是真正是教义里面叫我们去做的，去接触这个社区。
So the first point that we want to take a look at,
所以第一点我们要看的就是,
is that there's boasting and there's conceitedness in the Corinthian church that was fleshly.
就在哥林多教会初期是属于很属肉体的，他们很喜欢自高和很骄傲。
I'm going to read to you again the first six verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 because it demonstrates their understanding of boasting.
我同大家先读哥林多后书第十二章嘅一至六节，因为咧讲到佢哋点样嘅自高自大。
Actually, better, Wendy, you can just read the first six verses.
我哋用中文读，系第一节。我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内，或我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。我认得这个人，或在身内或在身外我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐蔽的言语，是人不可说的。为这人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。我就是愿意夸口也不算狂，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见的，所听见的。
Thank you. When we look at this passage closer, he talks about, I know a man that went to the seventh heaven 14 years ago, whether in the body or not in the body.
在这段经文我们看到有一个人14年前，他去到第七层的天堂里面，在身里面，他的身体一起去，还是在身体外面一起去，我们不知道。
Because of Paul's humility, we discover actually it's himself, but he doesn't want to put himself in that place. But he's saying the boasting that he sees in the Corinthian church about their pride, their strength, and achievements all boost themselves up.
但当他见到哥林多教会这些这么自夸，去高举自己，说到自己点有能力的时候，他必须要将这个讲出来。
They were conceited, the results of pride and their strength about their own accomplishments.
他们很自高，讲到自己有什么成就，做过什么。
So we see here that when Paul responds to this,
所以当我们看到保罗如何去回应这件事的时候,
he wants to bring a contrast.
他想带出一个对比。
Now, later on in chapter 11,
迟些在第11章的时候,
it's a longer passage from verses 21 to
33. 21至33节比较长的。
He starts to say, to my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. We don't boast like that. We didn't present ourselves in that way.
他就说我们真的应该觉得羞耻，我们不应该这样自高自大，这么骄傲。
But we know this is the way of the world. This is how the world operates.
但我们知道这个就是世界的方法，这个是世界怎样运作的规则。
This is the way. So Paul comes to them in a weak manner.
就是这样了，所以保罗是以一个很软弱的姿态出现。
Which they do not see the spiritual strength behind Paul.
但他们看不到保罗背后那种强大的属灵能力。
But he comes to them in a weak and meek manner.
但是就看到一个很软弱的形象。
James 4:6 says this.
雅各书第四章这样讲。
He gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
但他赐更多的恩典，所以经常说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So the first choice that we have is this.
所以我们第一个选择是这个。
We can live a boastful and conceited life.
我们可以活在一个很骄傲自高的生活里面。
If we do that, we will be welcomed by the world.
如果我们这样做，世界就很喜欢我们。
Because we only show our strengths, we hide our weaknesses, we elevate ourselves.
因为我们只是将我们强的面出来，我们将自己的软弱收起来，就是这样。
That's the Corinthian model.
这个就是哥林多那个的模式。
The spiritual emphasis from Corinth is this, look how special I am.
哥林多教会的文化就是说，你看看我多么特别。
It elevates self.
它高举自己。
Now that's the Corinthian model, our first picture and our first choice of how we are to live.
哥林多教会这个形式呢，就是我们第一个可以想去学习的模式。
Point number two, we're going to move further down, is thorn in the flesh.
第二点我们看到就是肉体里面那条刺。
When he's going to read for us, you can, verses 7 and 8.
我们来看哥林多后书12章7至8节。 又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高，或者是我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。Now
many people have Bible studies about this, and they wonder, I wonder what this thorn in the flesh is.
很多人看过这节圣经就觉得，那条刺是什么来的呢？
What could it be?
是什么来的呢？
Could it be his bad eyesight?
是不是他眼力不好呢?
Maybe he had a bad back, he was bending over.
或者腰骨痛，背脊不好，经常弯腰。
Well, the Bible is very clear.
还是好像圣经那么说很清楚。
The Bible says that the thorn in the flesh was a messenger of Satan.
圣经说这个肉体上的刺就是撒旦的差役。
It was demonic in nature.
在本质上是邪恶的。
But used by God for his purposes.
但是被神为了他的旨意而来使用。
It says to keep me from becoming conceited.
他说是为了免得我过于自高。
It was something that was a large irritation to him.
对他来说，这个是非常之烦扰他的，很烦躁的一件事。
It was some kind of weakness.
是一种软弱来的。
And he pleaded with God three times to remove it.
而他请求过神三次。 叫呢條刺拔起。
So we know that it was something that was possible to be removed. We don't know what it was.
所以我哋知道原來呢條刺可以係被拔除嘅，但係我哋唔知係咩。
God did not answer Paul affirmatively. As a matter of fact, God continued to make sure that that thorn would be in his life.
神冇答應佢，反而將呢條刺繼續留喺佢身上。
It reminds us that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed three times intently.
呢個提醒咗耶穌喺客西馬尼園裏邊，佢好用力嘅去祈禱。
It was a matter of submitting to the will of God.
嗰三次祈禱就係要自己降服喺神嘅面前。
And as we see the movement of Paul, he grows in this process of having this thorn in his life.
當我哋喺呢度睇保羅嘅時候，佢就喺呢個肉身上嘅刺裏邊，佢慢慢嘅去轉化。
The second stage when we grow in our Christian maturity is we understand we have weaknesses.
第二個階段，我哋作為基督徒喺屬靈裏邊能夠明白嘅就係話，我哋有屬靈嘅軟弱，我哋承認我哋有屬靈嘅軟弱。
But our initial reaction is we despise them.
但我哋好自然嘅反應就係我哋好輕視。
We don't like them.
我哋唔喜歡有呢啲。
We wish they were gone from our lives.
我哋希望呢啲刺被拔除。
Sometimes, particularly Chinese people,
有陣時特別係中國人添。
Because of our interesting humility, we will say, "Oh, I'm not that good."
因為我哋咧好奇怪，成日好謙虛就話：，哎，我唔係咁好。
Actually, I'm really terrible.
其實啊，我好可怕嘅。
Look at these things. I cannot speak in public. I'm no good in evangelizing. I'm so terrible.
好差嘅就係、是，我唔能夠喺公開講場合講嘢㗎，我傳福音好差㗎咁。
So we start saying these things. We recognize our limitations, but we don't like them. But we say these things, and now we don't like essentially how God has made us or how the things that He has placed in our lives. We don't accept them.
我哋雖然好似一方面去謙虛講呢啲嘢，但係另一方面我哋好似其實唔係好喜歡又即係唔係。真係話咁樣係唔好嘅，我哋就跟住我哋或者甚至係唔做。
Now as Christians, of course, we don't want to act like the Corinthians. We don't want to say we don't want to elevate ourselves. That's not good.
作為基督徒，我哋梗係唔想似哥林多教會嘅門徒咁樣啊，自高自大啦。
But many Christians will settle here.
但好多基督徒就係滿於咁嘅現狀。
So this conversation may go on for decades.
所以呢個對話可以一直繼續幾十年講落去。
Remember, the thorn in the flesh was to keep Paul from being conceited, not from him doing the will of God.
記得保羅肉體裏邊呢條刺咧，係叫佢唔好自高自大，但係並冇去遵行神嘅旨意。
It was so that he could do the will of God.
係令到佢以致到佢可以做到神嘅旨意。
We see something about this. We know that the thorn in the flesh is a messenger of Satan, a demon.
我哋喺裏邊見到一點就係話，保羅肉身上嗰呢條刺就係撒旦嘅差役，所以係嚟自魔鬼嘅。
It was given permission to harass Paul, that is to somehow pull him down.
佢係得到神嘅允許咧，去攻擊保羅。
But God's design is that that very same thorn would allow him to be dependent on God even more.
但神嘅用意係讓保羅面對呢條刺嘅時候，可以更多嘅倚靠神。
But let's talk about choice number two.
嗱，我哋嚟講下第二個選擇。
Now the first choice, of course, is to live a fleshly life.
第一個選擇就係過世界肉身嘅生活。
The second choice is to despise the thorn in the flesh in your own life.
第二個就係去輕看你呢一個嘅刺。
The result is you will live in self-loathing. You basically end up hating yourself.
就係你活喺自己嘅裏邊，你最後就會覺得好討厭自己。
Now remember that even though it's a messenger of Satan, God permitted and God sent him to harass Paul.
你記得神容讓呢條刺就係讓魔鬼嘅使者去攻擊保羅。
But many of us in the Christian church,
但我哋好多人喺基督教會裏邊
，we don't want to put down into other people. We're very sensitive to that.
我哋唔想咁樣去壓其他人，我哋會好變得好敏感。
But sometimes we are not so kind to ourselves.
但有時我哋其實對自己唔係好有恩慈。
We put ourselves down, and we say, "My life is terrible. I'm suffering. Why is my life like this?"
我哋亦都要壓低自己， 覺得自己，哎呀，我好差，我點解自己要有咁多困苦？
You know, also when we say this, we also begin to accuse God, do we not?
其實我哋喺度咁樣講嘅時候，其實我哋喺度控訴緊神。
Because not only is it our life, but it is God's life in us. We are now His.
冇錯，呢個生命係我哋嘅，但係其實我哋需要知道神嘅生命喺我哋裏邊。
And we are the children of God.
我哋係神嘅兒女。
And God takes good care of His children.
神好照顧、好愛佢嘅兒女。
So when we begin to live this way,
所以當我哋咁樣生活嘅時候，
we are basically lining up with what the devil is doing, accusing us.
所以我哋基本上係同魔鬼站在同一陣線，去控訴我哋自己。
This is a terrible place to be spiritually.
呢個喺屬靈上高咧係一個好可怕嘅一個地位。
I want to say this as a warning, though, because on the outside it looks like we're very humble.
我想用呢一個警告大家，因為喺外在嚟睇，我哋好似好謙卑。
Because what could be more humble than putting down yourself?
因為有咩比去壓低自己更加謙卑咧顯出
？But it doesn't elevate God.
但係並冇高舉到神。
Looking at the same verses, we're going to look at our third choice.
睇翻同一節經文就係七到八節，其實我哋有第三個選擇。
He continues to talk about humility.
佢繼續講謙卑。
He talks about boasting.
又講到自己自高自大。
And he talks about here then finally enduring.
亦都講到最後咧，係忍受落去。
Somewhere in these verses, Paul goes from complaining to accepting what is happening.
喺呢個經節裏邊咧，保羅好似由一個咧去投訴呢樣嘢，變得咧去接受咗呢一個現狀。
He's still though bitter and defeated though if you stay here.
佢仍然即係新所接受嘅冇改變，覺得苦讀，覺得係。
It is something, the thorn is not something to celebrate, it's something to be endured.
那條刺不是要去慶祝，但是要去忍受。
So you hide the thorn.
所以你就收起這條刺。
So often I think of, I grew up in a generation with my parents, they almost never took a sick day.
我在我生活自小長大，父母呢從來都不請病假。
I remember my mom going to work when she was sick.
我記得我媽媽生病嘅時候，佢都去翻工。
Taking care of us.
照顧我哋。
Not letting anybody know she was sick.
唔俾人知道佢生病。
My father was the same.
我爸爸都係一樣。
I don't ever remember them staying home because they were sick.
我從來冇記得佢因為病會留喺屋企休息。
You cannot afford to be sick.
你唔可以去生病啊，要生活。
In a world where your usefulness is what matters.
因為喺呢個世界咧，你有冇用咧去定你係咪最重要
？Then they need, they know they wanted to provide for the family, so they went to work.
佢哋知道要供應屋企嘅需要，所以佢哋去工作。
But this enduring of this illness, an enduring of their weakness, has a price.
但係呢個對軟弱中嘅忍受咧，其實係要付出代價。
They were able not to get the rest that they needed.
佢哋就得唔到所本來需要嘅休息。
They were sicker longer than they should have been.
佢哋病得更長時間，因為冇休息。
So one way to do it, and a third choice is very similar to the thorn here, is you do recognize you have a thorn.
所以呢度第三個選擇就係你去認同有呢一條刺喺你嘅肉身。
You realize you do have a weakness.
你的確係有一個軟弱。
But you try to hide it.
但你嘗試將佢收藏起嚟，
it is an embarrassment.
因為好尷尬。
For Paul, it could have been bad eyesight.
對保羅可能係佢好差嘅視力。
There is a word, for a person who dictates for another. So Paul could have had an amanuensis. Basically, it was like a secretary. Maybe because he could not write on his own. Because sometimes, and that's why he wrote such large letters, as I said, because he had bad eyesight.
保罗咧，佢讲系有一个人帮佢写嘢，或者好似秘书咁样，因为可能佢要写好大只字，因为佢个视力太差。
Whatever it was, there was a limitation.
无论咩都好，系一个限制。
Paul then in these verses we see he begins to endure it.
保罗喺呢度讲话佢开始去忍受啦。
And so we can compensate for our weaknesses.
所以我哋系要付出代价，要补偿嘅。
Sometimes we do more above and beyond so that we can, in the eyes of the world, appear strong.
所以我哋會做得想做得更加出色，俾更加多嘅力落去做，因為想世界認同我哋。
What happens there, though, is something very interesting. People notice our effort and they compliment us, which is interesting, which is good.
但係好有趣，可能大家覺得好就係話，我哋當咁樣我哋付出更多努力嘅時候咧，啊人哋會讚我哋嘅喎。
And then when that happens, for Paul is very clear to tell us, God doesn't receive His glory, though.
但係呢度保罗话俾我哋听，我哋咁样做嘅时候，神并冇得到佢当得嘅荣耀。
So choice number three is this.
第三个选择，所以就咁啦。
Now you remember the first choice was, of course, that you live a self-centered life.
第一个选择就系你继续过一个自我中心嘅生活，自高自大。
Choice number two is you despise the thorn.
第二
and your weaknesses.
第二就系你轻看嗰一条刺，你自己嘅软弱。
Choice number three is you begin to realize you have a thorn.
第三就是，诶，你真系察觉、知道、认同自己有呢条刺。
But you still try to hide it.
你仍然想收藏起嚟，将条刺。
The spiritual emphasis here is, look how terrible I am. I have this thorn, but I'm doing my best.
呢个属灵教导俾我哋就系话，诶，我身体上系有呢条刺，但系我要尽我所能。
I can imagine a lot of Christians ending up here.
我記得好，我諗起好多基督徒咧，就係喺呢個地步啦。
It's actually very admirable, isn't it? We see people trying hard.
我哋好多時會咁樣見到啊，係咪啊？佢哋好努力。
It's very praiseworthy.
啊，好值得讚許。
But many people don't see any way beyond this.
但好多人唔能夠喺呢條線上高再望到遠啲，跨越出去。
And this is what Paul wants to model and bring to the Corinthian church.
呢個就係保羅想點樣去模造同埋改變哥林多教會。
Number four.
第四點
is not only the thorn in the flesh, but an embracing of the thorn in the flesh.
唔單止係知道身體有呢條肉體有呢條刺，乃係你去認同去接納。
And to be humble and grateful for the thorn.
而且要为呢条刺咧感到谦卑同埋感恩。
It brings us power.
让我哋带出有能力。
And God gets the glory.
然后神得到佢嘅荣耀。
I want to say that this move, this step to spiritual maturity, is the highest level because God is calling us.
我想話俾你聽，呢一步就係最高嘅一步，因為神喺度呼召我哋。
How in a very real way we can put ourselves down and pick up Christ. This is how we can do it.
點樣我哋可以真實咁完全放低自己，然後讓神去掌管我哋
？There are some very, very precious promises, and so I'm going to have Wendy read to us verses 9 and 10.
啊，裏邊有一啲好寶貴嘅應許，就係講到第九、第十節。他對我說：我的恩典夠你用的，因為我的能力是在人的軟弱上顯得完全，所以我更喜歡夸自己的軟弱，好叫基督的能力浮庇我。我為基督的緣故，就以軟弱、凌辱、急難、逼迫、困苦為可喜樂的，因我什麼時候軟弱，什麼時候就剛強了。
Thank you. Paul begins to put it all together for them.
保羅開始將所有嘅去到總結起嚟。
He doesn't come as one of their leaders that appearing very strong and without any weakness. He doesn't do that.
他来到出现不是要以一个强者领袖的姿态出现。
He's not a bitter person where everybody can see their thorn, but he's a bitter person in what God has done in his life. We don't see that either.
他不需要这样去强大出现，而且其实他有很多苦读里面，有很多困苦在里面。
We don't see him trying to hide his weakness either.
我哋見唔到佢將呢一啲嘅困難、呢啲嘅逆境咧收藏起嚟。
It is that he is now fully embracing the weakness in his life.
而係佢完全認同接受呢一啲嘅。
You see, God did answer Paul's prayer.
你睇下神的確有答應到保羅嘅祈求。
He did pray 3 times.
佢有禱告三次。神點樣回答佢咧？
It says in verse 9,
在第九節,
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我的恩典夠你用的，因為我的能力是在人的軟弱上顯得完全。
The same God that says he is gentle and lowly comes to Paul.
同一個神就是一個軟弱謙卑的神來到保羅前面。
Sometimes we talk about the grace of God when we share the gospel. There is grace for you, the forgiveness of your sins.
當我們分享福音的時候，很多時候說到，啊，神有恩典給你，啊，祂是充滿，恩典的。
But we forget that in the Christian life, there is grace for us in our present living.
但我們忘記了在我們基督徒的生活裡面，我們是有神的同在，還有祂的恩典都在我們身上。
And there's grace for us in the future. That's what brings us to his presence.
而且呢，在將來也有恩典在我們身上，以致到我們可以被放到祂的面前。
And notice this, there's something special that God is attracted to weakness.
你要留意啊，神是被軟弱所吸引的。
And if God is attracted to weakness, it means that why do we try to work against God when we pretend we're not weak?
咁既然神係被軟弱所去吸引靠近嘅，點解我哋會以自己強大去同神作對咧？
See, sometimes we try to trick people into thinking we're strong.
有時我哋會成日想讓人覺得我哋係好強大。
We said it so many times. We even tell God that.
我們很多次都這樣說，甚至我們對神都是這樣說。
So what here is saying is when you fully embrace this, you don't have to hide anything from people, from yourself, or from God.
但在這裡說得很清楚，就是說當我們面對這些逆境或者這些刺的時候，我們不需要向神、向人、向自己去否定這些。
Do you realize this is the heart of the gospel?
你有沒有留意，其實這個就是福音裡面的重點。
Because if it is any other way, it would all depend on us.
因為除了這個選擇之外，其他之前所有講的選擇都是靠自己。
So God is calling us to a gospel life.
所以神是叫我們過一個福音的生活。
There's a quotation, I'm not sure if you could translate this quotation, but it says, the self-centered conception of faith, which understands faith as participation of God's power by which one is brought higher life,A desire to be bound to the exalted Christ without appreciating God's grace in the crucified one, a filling with the Spirit which blesses one with one's own greatness. All this was the deepest sense, un-Pauline and un-apostolic. Meaning, if we don't believe this, it's everything anti-God.
我盡量，就是當我們不去依靠神去靠自己的時候，我們是高舉自己，並不能夠將神在我們裡面的生命顯現出來。但如果當我們將自己去在神面前降服，去認同祂給我所經歷的這一切的時候， 我自己是真的與神同行，讓祂去使用我，以及經歷神的大能，以及榮耀祂自己。
Yeah, very good. All right, thank you. You know what? You know one of the temptations of pastors? I'll tell you.
你知道嗎？作為傳道人，其中一個最大的試探是什麼？
Or one of the temptations of a Christian?
或者是作為基督徒其中一個最大的試探引誘是什麼呢？
And here's the temptation.
就是這個試探。
I want Christ to increase.
我想基督增加。
I live for God's glory.
我為神的榮耀去生活。
But can I just also increase a little too?
但我可不可以自己都增長一點呢？
That's the temptation.
這個就是那個試探。
God will not share his glory.
神不會分擔出去祂的榮耀。
God is suspicious when we try to get some of His glory for ourselves.
神會覺得懷疑，當我們會覺得想要一些屬於神的榮耀給我們自己。
And He will test us in this, because if God is to have full glory, we cannot take from Him.
祂會試煉我們，試驗我們，因為榮耀是屬於神的，不應該是屬於我們自己的。
It is this challenge
是这个挑战
that is the highest temptation for all believers.
就是对信主的人一个最高最严厉的一个挑战和试探。
We have to truly believe that God is a good God.
我们真的要真真实实地相信神是一个可信的神，信实的神。
And how he made us was not a mistake.
祂怎樣去創造我們完全不是一個錯誤。
And now, sometimes we'd like to think about our strength, but we don't think about our weakness. We want to thank God for our weaknesses too, because He made those also.
現在我們很喜歡時常去想想自己怎樣有能力怎樣叻法，不是太想想自己的軟弱，但是我們就是這樣被造的了。
It was not Paul's strength that brought him closer to God.
不是保羅怎樣叻，他的能力讓他能夠靠近神。
It was his final surrender to his weaknesses.
是他最後對神的降服，完全交出自己，以致他得到神。
He became at peace with who he was and how God made him and gifted him.
就是神怎樣做他，怎樣給恩賜他的時候，最後他這樣才得到心裡的平安，真正的平安。
Paul was an incredible spokesperson for God.
保羅是一個很特別出色的講員來的。
But he was not perfect.
但他都不是完全完美。
You look at the Corinthian church, they had speakers that were much more powerful, much more eloquent than Paul.
你看哥林多教會裡面有很多很出色的領袖，他們的口才好到不得了，還厲害過保羅。
Paul probably would not have had any type of popularity contest.
保羅可能在裡面都不算上得級數。
I don't think he would have won a beauty contest either.
或者其實他都不想得到這些稱讚。
But his greatest triumph was embracing his weakness.
但他最大的得勝就是去認同他自己那種的軟弱。
So the summation here at the end it says, My power is made perfect in weakness.
所以這裡神說，我在軟弱的人上顯得完全。
That's interesting. My power in that he has some natural abilities.
很有趣，即是說他有自然的能力。
But perfect, if you guys know, the Greek word is teleos, the end result, the maturing of that power only came because of his weakness.
但是那個最後很完全的能力呢，只能夠透過我們的軟弱去顯現出來。
So what's the final choice we can make?
所以最後我們的選擇可以是什麼呢？
Choice number four is to embrace our thorn in the flesh.
第四個選擇就是接受我們肉體裡面那條刺。
Know your weaknesses, display them openly to others.
知道你的軟弱，就公開的讓大家知道，不介意。
As you make your weaknesses known, Christ will fulfill you with His power.
當你願意承認自己的軟弱的時候，基督就可以完成祂在你身上的旨意。
Any other way of living is a distortion of the Christian gospel.
其他所有的選擇其實都是將基督徒本來應有的生命扭曲了。
So the spiritual emphasis in this last choice.
所以在最後這個第四個選擇裡面的屬靈的成熟是
I am weak.
我是軟弱的。
I embrace my thorn.
我認同接受我自己的軟弱。
Now God's power rests on me.
現在求神的能力降臨在我身上。
I'm going to have a few moments to pray.
Right 我想有一些時間一起禱告。
If there's any place that we can be real, it is before God's presence.
如果我們可以怎樣顯出我們的真實，就是當我們來到神的面前禱告的時候。
And certainly the church of God.
而當然就在神的殿裡面。
Too many people, religious people,
太多人好像很熟靈的人
play this wonderful game called church
玩著這個好像很奇妙的遊戲，就是教會。
Somehow we understand we were saved by grace
我們是知道神的恩典拯救了我們的。
But we live like we don't need it
但是我們生活的時候，活著好像我們根本不需要這些的。
True joy is found in finally embracing our weaknesses
真正的喜樂是在我們承認自己的軟弱裡面找到。
So that Christ in His fullness may reside in us.
就是基督可以充充滿滿的這樣活在我們的裡面，活著的就不再是自己。
Let's pray.
我們祈禱。
Lord Jesus says, we come before you humbly.
主耶穌，你說叫我們謙卑的來到你面前。
Following your example,
跟隨你的模式腳中,
Who are we to elevate ourselves?
我哋係邊個可以高舉自己呢？
Help us to celebrate how you have made us.
幫助我哋時時慶祝你點樣去
做。With our strengths, yes.
係，我哋有我哋嘅能力。
But many times we don't even want to think about our weaknesses.
但係好多時我哋甚至唔想去諗到自己嘅軟弱。
Help us to open our heart and mind, knowing that you made us with these weaknesses.
帮助我哋打开我哋嘅心思意念，去知道你做我哋嘅时候，我哋就系本来有呢啲嘅软弱。
Help us to embrace our need.
帮助我哋去接受，我哋知道要需要。
Help us, God, to cry out to you, Lord, just as we came to you when we first believed, we need you now.
神啊，我哋向你呼求，就好似我哋当初去到接受救恩嘅时候，去向你呼求。
You saved us。
我哋需要你，因为你拯救我哋。
In the past。
喺过去。
But Lord, you desire to save us in the present。
大神啊，你想而家都拯救我哋。
Help us not to live like we've never engaged with your grace。
帮助我哋唔好活在一个状态，好似从来就同你嘅恩典无份无关。
Help us to admit our need。
帮助我哋去承认我哋嘅需要。
Why？
点解
？Because this is proper that you receive all glory。
因为呢个系应当嘅，因为系你应该得嘅荣耀。
We don't want to take any glory away from you。
我哋唔想喺你身上去攞咗任何嘅荣耀。
And so that the power of God may rest upon us.
以致到神嘅能力可以降临喺我哋身上。
It's such a joy when we know that we don't have to hide anything spiritually.
呢个系何等嘅喜乐！我哋唔需要再喺你面前收起任何我哋嘅软弱。
We don't have to hide from our brothers and sisters.
我哋唔需要喺弟兄姊妹当中去到收起我哋嘅软弱。
We don't have to hide from our friends and family.
亦都唔需要向家人或者朋友咁样做。
And certainly, we do not want to hide from you.
当然，我哋都唔需要喺你面前去将呢啲收藏起嚟。
You already accept us and receive us fully.
你时常都接纳我哋，完完全全嘅咁样接纳我哋。
May we have a time fully before you.
当我哋可以完完全全坦然嘅嚟到你面前。
We just take a moment right now that you would pray silently to God, have Him to work on your heart and mind. Give Him freedom to speak to you.
我哋以下就各人自己用一个安静嘅时间，去让神好自由嘅佢嘅灵向我哋说话。
Oh Lord, forgive us. So often we are like the Corinthian church.
主啊，赦免我哋。我哋好多时就好似哥林多嘅教会一样。
That we boast in our flesh.
我哋认叻，我哋喺肉体上高骄傲。
Forgive us, O Lord, when we despise your work, the thorns that you place in our lives.
赦免我哋，让我哋唔好轻看呢条你摆喺我哋身上嘅刺。
Forgive us, O Lord, when we embrace those thorns that we exalt ourselves in enduring the afflictions that you've sent.
原谅我哋，让我哋认同接受呢一条刺，并且你放喺我哋身上嘅。
Bring us to the place, O God, where we can fully embrace our thorns and our weaknesses.
带我哋到一个地步，以致到我哋可以完完全全嘅咁样去认同你摆喺我哋身上嘅。
That you receive all glory.
你受到最大嘅荣耀。
So that the full power of Christ may rest on us.
以致到神你嘅能力能够喺我哋身上。
Amen.
阿门。